Hi, and welcome to Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship. My name is Fee Sullivan, Senior Pastor, and I truly want to thank you for joining us today as we study the Word of God. It is our desire that your life be touched today, and we pray that the Lord will speak to you with this message. And at the conclusion of this message, we have some important information for you. Please join me now as we begin our message.
Did you bring your Bibles? Turn with me to the book of Jeremiah, chapter 29. Let's all stand and read together verse 11 and 12 and allow me to go before the throne room of grace. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for your goodness and grace, and we thank you for your mercy. Lord, we're asking now, God, that you would give us ears to hear and eyes to see what the Spirit is saying to the church, and we bless you and praise you in Jesus' name. I've entitled this morning's message, Our Path to Greatness. Our Path to Greatness. Now, when we look at things of life, there are many great things in this world. Right now, it's the NFL season, so there's 16 weeks, and one wants to be the greatest of all. And then there are the political world. One wants to rise up as the greatest politician. But I'm here to let us know this morning, the greatest path to greatness is walking in humility in the kingdom of God. And we're going to see that God has chosen a path for you and I that we would be great in the kingdom of God. And that's where I want to be great, in the kingdom of God. Amen? Listen, this world's passing. This world, thank you, God, for all the blessings. Yes, he has blessed us here. But they're all temporary. Can I get an amen? I cannot wait to see what God has in store for you and I. And to walk in the greatness. To walk in his love. But more so, to walk in his call. That will be the greatest fulfillment that you and I could ever achieve here on this earth. Can I get amen? Let's read. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil. To give you a future and a hope. Then you will call upon me and go and pray to me, and I will listen to you. May the Lord have a blessing to the hearer and reader of his words. You may be seated. Saints of God, unbelievers scoff at the idea of God's perfect plan, and believers often ignore it. There's a call on our life, and it's unique. And let me just say this, it's tailor-made. Tailor-made. God's plan for your life may not fit in my plan, but the end game is that God's perfect plan is perfect for you and I. Can I get amen? This is a reality that affects our lives every day. Either we are living in the plan of God or outside of it. Usually when we think about his plan, our focus is on trying to discover it. But a more important issue is whether we decide to obey his revealed plan or not. The road may be rocky at times. How many can honestly say that sometimes the road is rocky? But we should not let the obstacles stop you and I from living out according to God's plan. So in order to understand the plan that he has set before us, we have to also ask God, show us obstacles that are in this path. So we need to see obstacles to God's plan. There are obstacles. Oh, yes, there are. Listen, when you got saved, God didn't say that we would live in a rose garden. Can I get an amen? No. No, we will see trials. We will see persecution. We will see the enemy coming in like a flood. We will see attacks from the enemy. Oh, yes. But let me just say this. God will strengthen us. God will uphold us. Saints, to successfully navigate the path of God's plan, we need to understand the obstacles that could trip us up what are some of the obstacles that sometimes prevent us to continue moving forward? Well, as I went before the Lord, I understood one thing, and I could only speak of my life. I can't speak of your life, but I know we all somehow travail in this area, and that is self-will. Self-will. There are times when we are the ones at fault in situations of life that we have caused to come upon ourselves. Can I get amen? But God's perfect plan cannot be altered. Can I get amen? Despite of ourselves. Now, look what Titus says about not being self-willed. Because God instructs us not to be self-willed. Amen? We are to submit our will unto God. Amen? So right up here in Titus, it says, for the overseer must above what? Be above reproach as God's steward. Overseer, that's you and I. We're the called out ones. A child of God. You are called with a holy calling in your life. So because God has given us the authority, God has given us the power to be the authority here on this earth, we must speak the truth in love. Can I get amen? But there's ways to conform ourselves according to God's plan, and his plan is perfect. And it says, for the overseer must be above reproach as God's steward, not what? Self-willed, not quick-tempered, not addicted to wine, not pugnacious, not fond of sordid gain, but hospitable, loving what is good, sensible, just, devout, self-controlled. And that's what God is looking for in the days that we live in. The world needs to see a significant difference in us. Can I get amen? And if we learn to gravitate to the things that God is requiring of us, we will be game changers in people's lives. Can I get amen? So holding fast the faithful word, which is in accordance with the teaching, that he may be able both to exhort in sound doctrine and to refute those who contradict. There are times when you have to stand for truth, and many times it's offensive. Can I get amen? But we have to speak with truth and love. And after we bring the truth, how can we come now alongside that and still build our life? Can I get amen? And then this is the path that God is teaching us and how to be an effective witness for the kingdom of God. So saints, the biggest stumbling block is a determination to have our own way rather than following God's path. Our pride and selfishness keep us from asking God what he would have us to do. And so this is why we need to always be in prayer. Can I get amen? Therefore, since we make our own minds that we could come to the Lord asking him to bless our chosen path. This is a foolish approach because God doesn't operate this way. And we are not sufficient within ourselves to determine or accomplish his best plan for our lives. I'd rather do it his way. Can I get amen? My way don't work. I've tried my way. I've tried the Burger King life, having it your way. It just doesn't work. It doesn't work. And so having God's perfect will operate in our life, then we can achieve what he has already preordained before the foundation of the world. Look what James says right here. Yet you do not know what your life will be like tomorrow. You are just a vapor that appears for a little while and then vanishes away. Instead, you ought to say, if the Lord wills, we shall live and also do this or that. But as it is, you boast in your arrogance. All such boasting is evil. Therefore, to the one who knows the right thing to do and does not do it, to him it is sin. So what is God saying? God is saying, listen, there are things in life, sometimes we need to die to self. Can I get amen? And when we learn to die to self and learn to operate in the will of God, let me tell you, your life will be so blessed. You will prosper. You will grow in the grace. And when I say prosper, not just in monetary sense, I'm talking your soul and your spirit and your body shall prosper. That you will grow in the grace and knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. Can I get amen? But here's another thing that sometimes come and stumble our path. The path that God has chosen for us is this: influence of others. We talked about it this morning in our prayer group. There are some folks, somehow, some way, they will have influence on others. This is where you have to have great discernment from God. Can I get amen? This is why you need to be in God's word. This is why you need to be in prayer. Because when anything comes to contradict the things of God, you will discern it right away. And you will know, that's not for me. And you will learn to pray for that person. Matter of fact, you should have that desire after you have listened to what they have to say, is lead them to the cross. Show them the love of God. Show them that there's a better way. Amen? Look what the Bible says about that. Do not be deceived. Bad company ruins good morals. So this is not Pastor Fee 101. This is the Word of God. There's some folks in life, sometimes you have to just cut away. Can I get amen? Because listen, you will not change them. Only God can change their heart. You could be a witness, a light. You can sow righteousness, but ultimately only God can change the heart. Amen? So there are times when we have to just say, I have to let this go. Why? Because it'll take you down. It'll try to thwart the plan of God that he has already set before you. I have some other scriptures to back this up. Look at this. Whoever walks with the wise becomes wise, but the companion of fools will suffer harm. Listen, I know I got saved at the age of 30. By God's grace, I'll be 61 in December, and it'll be 31 years that God has kept me on this path that he has chosen for me. But prior to my salvation, I was running around with an untoward generation. Folks that would just be up to no good. And yet God's grace, God's mercy, God still said, despite of your first 30 years of life, I have chosen the best plan for you. Amen? And listen, when he quickens you and he draws you to the cross, he is the one that gives you a mind to be saved and a heart to repent. Can I get amen? Thank you, God. Look at Psalms 1:1. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the wicked, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of scoffers. So God is telling us this morning that there are folks sometimes, as they become even more negative, you just pray for them. But if you hang out with them, they'll rub off on you. Oh, yes, they will. God has called us to be sanctified, set apart. Can I get amen? To be that shining light before them. Now, you love them, you pray for them, and you hope that God will save them, but ultimately, only God can do that. Thank God he has called us. How many are so blessed to be saved? Come on, we are so blessed to be saved. Amen? Thank you, Jesus. Look what Proverbs said. Proverbs says this: can a man carry fire next to his chest and his clothes not be burned? No. How many times have you told your grandkids or your child that you've been raising up, don't touch the stove, it's going to burn you. And the next thing you know, they touch it. You know, it's that automatic rebellion in them. You know, we call it the sin nature. Well, I told you not to touch it. And yes, you come and you coddle them and you pray for them and you hopefully, you know, it doesn't blister up, but hopefully that's a lesson learned. Amen? Thank you, God. Look what 1 Corinthians says about this. But now I'm writing to you not to associate with anyone who bears the name of brother if he is guilty of sexual immorality or greed, or is an idolater, a reveler, drunkard, or swindler, not even to eat with such one. Wow. That's a serious matter there. Unfortunately, there's even family members that operate in this apparatus. And God is saying sometimes you have to even sanctify yourself from that. Can I get amen? And pray for them. Continue to fast and pray. Did you know that fasting and prayer, there's something supernatural about that when you get before God and you cry. Because these people that are operating in this, it's a stronghold that needs to be destroyed. It's a high wicked thing in their lives that can be destroyed by the power of prayer. Can I get amen? Did you know someone was praying for you? I know someone was praying for me. Praise God. So saints, following others people's choice and advice can be another obstacle in our walk with the Lord. Some are quick to tell us exactly what we should do and how we should live, but their opinions may not agree with God's plan. The best option is first to run to Him. Can I get amen? Rather than on relying on fallible human beings. I always say, go to God first. My wife tells me, you need to go to God, honey. I'll pray with you, but you need to go to God. And these past week and a half, I was before God. I was, Lord, mercy. Mercy, God. Mercy. And He is a God of mercy. Can I get amen? And here's another one that sometimes becomes a rocky path. And this is why it's important to be in God's Word. Can I get amen? It's important to know the mind of God. And the only way to know the mind of God is reading the will that He left for us. This is His will toward mankind. Can I get amen? It's a living trust. Can I get amen? Yes, it is. It's a living trust. Thank you, God. Ignorance of God's principles. And so when we don't have God's wisdom, then we will take a humanistic approach. And we will rather believe an opinion rather than to believe a truth. But when you have the truth living inside you and you're built up in your most holy faith, guess what? God will shield your heart. Can I get amen? God will shield your heart. You see, saints, we can't walk in God's will if we don't know what He desires. You gotta understand, what does He desire of my life? Biblical principles help us understand how He wants us to live. And here are a few of them. Here are a few good examples on how God wants us. We saw some of the roadblocks, but this is how we ask God to move the weeds out of our life and how we can get the boulders out of the road. Can I get amen? Number one is we wait. Wait on the Lord. Wait upon Him. Listen, if you're pressed with a decision, sometimes God is saying, wait upon me. Just wait. Wait, I will answer. But we want now. We want results. It's like this. I've shared this many times. I'd rather take popcorn kernels and put them in a pot with a little bit of either olive oil or butter and just let it pop on the stove, amen? But some folks say, I can't wait. So they'll throw in a bag in the microwave. 30 seconds later, oh, it's real hot. Wait for 5 minutes. And then now you're chewing on rubber. You know, if you take your time and wait on God, God will bring you everything that you need to fulfill the plan and the call in His life. So we need to know not only what He would have us to do, but when. You see, saints, God's timing is essential in the Christian life. Can I get amen? Listen to this. Trust God and leave all the consequences to Him. I'd rather leave the consequences to Him. Can I get amen? Because you know what? He has the better answer for me. He has the better resolve. Things in our lives need to be resolved at times. He has the best resolve. Can I get amen? Look what Isaiah says about this. Isaiah says it just eloquently. Open the gates that the righteous nation which keeps the truth may enter in. You will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is what? Stayed on you. Because he what? Trusts in you. Trust in the Lord forever. For in Yah or Yahweh, the Lord is everlasting in strength. This is where we gather our strength. This is where we get our knowledge. This is where we get our wisdom. It's from Him. Not from the philosophy of the world. not from humanistic point of views. Now, there's nothing wrong with getting counsel, but I'd rather have the counsel come from God's word. Can I get amen? So despite obstacles, we should keep moving in the direction of obedience unto God. He is capable of handling whatever happens as a result, saints. Our job is to walk by faith and to trust him. Can I get amen? Trust him. Look at this up here. Allow God to supply all of our needs. That's right. How many can honestly say he's been supplying all your needs? That's right. Listen, he's the best health care planner. Can I get amen? He's better than the HMO and the PPOs. That's right. He's better than our bank accounts. Oh, that's right. Listen, he will be there always 24/7 for us. Can I get amen? Last week when I was just like before him, you know, just coughing and coughing and coughing, I heard his still voice. I'm here with you. I'm here with you. I will see you through this. I'm with you in this boat. And that was the great comfort that I know that he would never leave me nor forsake me. And that this too shall pass. No matter what you're going through, this too shall pass. Can I get amen? And many of us have this scripture written all over our Bibles. Maybe it's on your refrigerator door. Maybe you have a painting of it. But right here, and my God shall supply what? All your need according to his riches and glory. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Listen, the saints of God should never be in want or need. The only thing that's needed is him. Can I get amen? Amen. It's Jesus. We need Jesus 24/7. Because the Lord will provide everything we require if we obey his will. Can I get amen? So this is what God is asking. He's asking this from you and I, is to take one step at a time. Man, we want to sometimes run. No, so God is saying, take one step. Take one step with me. Come on. I already have foreknowledge, and God says, I already know the end game. But you have to go through right now. And I'm with you in the storm. I'm with you. Take one step with him. Can I get amen? See, the Lord will not show us the entire picture of our lives so we know exactly what will happen. Instead, his light shines as far as the next step. This means we must trust him for whatever lies ahead that we cannot see. And we cannot see tomorrow, but we know who holds tomorrow. Can I get amen? Listen, we have to just worry about today. Today, tomorrow has its own trouble. Focus on today. The day's not even over yet. And forget about your team. They'll probably lose anyway. Just focus on God. Can I get amen? Amen. Praise God. You know why? I read the end of the book. He wins. Can I get amen? He wins. That is the greatest Super Bowl. That the saints of God will be with him forevermore. Oh, thank you, Jesus. And so, take one step at a time. Now, here's another obstacle sometimes that, unfortunately, I've seen this, not only in my own life, especially those who really want to do what's right. They really want to press in. They really want to get close to God. But there's something that's within us that sometimes becomes the obstacle, and that's this right up here. It's willful known sin. Willful known sin. This is something that we know about, and yet sometimes we do not want to relinquish it. Now, I don't know what it is in your life. I know the things in my life, and I'm always going to God. I say, God, help me to die to self. Oh, God, cleanse me. Every day we should wake up with a repentant heart. Oh, Lord, wash me, cleanse me, prepare me for this day. And let me just say this. Yes, there is a real battle. There is a real enemy. But God is greater. Can I get amen? And God has already... Listen, when you understand that Satan has but a short time left, know that he's roaring across the nation. He's raging because he knows his time is about to end. And so this is why we see our society so darkened right now. As Rabbi Jonathan Cahn eloquently put it, this season that we're in, that even the world is going back, is departing from the things of God. But guess what? The saints of God is growing lighter and brighter through the power of the Holy Spirit. We must be the lights of the world. Can I get amen? And so we must not believe a lie that a little sin won't hurt anyone. Just consider what sin does. So if a person is operating in an area where they shouldn't be, eventually these things that I'm going to note right now starts to take place. So I'm hoping that this morning we can discern, that we can see, that we can protect our heart through prayer, and that God will cover us. Can I get amen? And that God will give us ears to hear and eyes to see. But if we dabble, if we're engaged in it, and I don't know what causes you to go that direction, you don't know what causes me to go to that direction, but when we go to that direction, these things can occur. And this is why we need God to guard our hearts. Can I get amen? Because we live in a time of great wickedness and darkness. Come on, it's not Father Knows Best no more. It's not Leave It to Beaver no more. It's Harry and Scary now. What happens is it deafens our ears to the voice of God. That's what sin will do. It'll cause us not to hear God. And we'll continue to go, okay. And then all of a sudden, you don't hear him no more. Disobedience clogs our spiritual ears, saints. And then sin blinds our eyes to the vision of God. Oh, yeah. See, this message this morning is to strengthen us, to guard our hearts, because the enemy's real. And if he could take out one little lamb at a time, that's his end game. That's what he wants to do. But I'm here to let you know that Jesus is greater. Can I get amen? Hallelujah. So sin blinds our eyes to the vision of God. We won't be able to perceive his will or understand what he is doing in our lives. And then it comes to a place like this. It hardens our hearts to the awareness of God. It hardens our heart to the awareness of God. So we must take precautionary measures. Can I get amen? And one of the ways is to be in the Word. To be in fellowship with one another. To strengthen one another. Can I get amen? Listen, there's precious saints throughout the whole entire world that struggle in their walk. But if you're stronger in areas, come and strengthen your brother. Come and strengthen your sister. Can I get amen? And help them. Help them along the way. Because the path that God has already ordained is good. And it's perfect. And it's the best plan for our lives. Can I get amen? And so, disobedience makes our hearts hard. And sin draws us away from the Lord. We become distracted, disobedient, and indifferent to him. And God changes not. And it's not God who changes. He says, I change not. It's we that change. We that grow cold. Jesus said before he comes back that there was going to be an apostasy. That people will fall away from the faith. This is the time that we need each other. Can I get an amen? We need to stand together. We need to be locked armed with one another and pray for one another. And one of the things is that what we don't want dull is our conscience. Sin dulls our conscience to the word. When there's no more desire to be in the word, no more desire to come to church, no more desire to be in worship, then the enemy has a stronghold. And those things need to be broken. Can I get amen? And the way they're broken, first and foremost, is recognize it and come to God in repentance. Cry out to God. Listen, God will restore you in a heartbeat. Can I get amen? How many have strayed some time in your life? You've just strayed, and then God came and rescued you. Come on. Oh, yes. That's right. Oh, there's a lot of prodigals in here. Huh? There's a lot of prodigals throughout the world. Can I get amen? Oh, yeah. They all wanted a Burger King life. Having it their way. That's right. That's right. But then, you know what? I like to say it like this. God has like a rope that stretches so far, and then all of a sudden, he just starts to reel you back in. Can I get amen? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. And when he brings you back, let me tell you, he will instill the joy of the Lord. He will wash you and cleanse you, restore you, and then you'll be brighter than you once were. Can I get amen? Amen? Brighter in the power of the Holy Spirit. Thank you, God. Oh, we serve a mighty God. Hallelujah. Now, thank you, Jesus. Now, one of the obstacles, once again, we're looking at obstacles, because how many believe God's perfect plan is best for our lives? Come on, his perfect plan is the best. Listen, I've tried other paths and other roads, and they led me to a roadblock. I just crashed and burned. That's right. And God didn't allow me to perish. Praise God. Amen. Amen. But one of the things is that we have to learn how to walk in faith. Can I get amen? And we are to believe God. But this is what the enemy will try to sow in your heart, is doubt. Doubt and unbelief. That's right. You remember in the book of John chapter 11? And remember, they called for Jesus because Lazarus was dying. He purposely waited, what? 4 days. 4 days. And why the fourth day? Because scientists have discovered on the fourth day, skin worms now appear in the body. And the skin worms come to start eating away the decay. So it'll go back to bone. So Jesus purposely waited, what? 4 days. And so he wanted to make sure that Lazarus was not sleeping, Lazarus, that he was dead. Amen. And the first thing, as soon as he came in from Bethany, Mary and Martha ran to him and said, Lord, if you would have been here, my brother would not have what? Died, right? And so Jesus had to bring them to a place of today. You see, he said, your brother will rise again. And then they said, yes, we know in the resurrection he will rise. Jesus had to bring them today. He had to say, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believes on me, though he were dead, yet he shall live. And whoever believes in me shall always live. And so he asked Martha, do you believe that? My question is this, do you believe God in everything that he has already prepared for your life? Can you walk in that confidence? Can you walk in that grace? You see, when he came closer to the tomb, he said, where have you laid them? And they said, Lord, he's been there 4 days and he stinketh by now. You see, in John chapter 11, verse 36, it's the shortest verse of scripture in the whole entire Bible. It said, Jesus wept. I looked at that. I said, Jesus, why did you weep for Lazarus? I asked God that. Why did you weep for Lazarus? I mean, you raised the dead. You healed the blind. You fed 5,000 on the hill. You allowed the cripple to walk, the dumb to speak. But what was so special about Lazarus? Why are you crying about Lazarus? And I heard the Lord speak to me loud and clear. He said, I'm not crying for Lazarus. Lazarus is going to get up. He says, I was mourning the death of their faith. They saw the miracles. They saw the dead rise. They seen every kind of miracle you could think. But when it came to their miracle, they died in faith. They died in faith. He says, take away the stone. So they rolled away the stone. And just imagine, they all know that he was there stinking away, wrapped in grave clothing for 4 days. And he walks in and he says, Lazarus, come forth. See, Jesus, he's the God of the dead. Can I get an amen? Hallelujah. He's the God of the dead. And notice when he said, Lazarus, come forth. He just didn't open up and told him to roll away and says, come forth. Man, all of them would have got out of their graves. I'm here to let you know, when you and I were dead, we were dead in transgressions and sin. He called us by our name. He called us by our name. And we came forth. Can I get an amen? We were dead. We were lost. We were without a savior. And Jesus comes, hallelujah, and calls you by your name. He gave us a mind to be saved, a heart to repent. And the Bible says we are sealed now until the day of redemption. Can I get an amen? God will never take back what he has given us. Hallelujah. By grace, through faith, we have been saved. It's nothing that we can boast in, but it's a gift from God. See, doubt, this is another obstacle to walking in the will of God, and it's manifest in several ways. Look at this, saints. We doubt that God has a personal will for our lives. You see, when we see things in the path that God has chosen, and we see these roadblocks, we go through trials and tribulations, we start to doubt. But God said, don't doubt me. Trust in me. Believe in me. Can I get amen? We may believe he's working out his plan for the world in general, but sometimes for me, you're working it out for me? Yes, he is. Yes, he cares for you. You need to know he cares for you. He loves you. And he wants the best for you. He wants the best for me. Can I get amen? And then there are times we doubt that the Lord will make his will known. 31 years ago, I got saved. God delivered me from the wiles of the devil. And I remember I was at Horizon Christian Fellowship, and I was just so happy to be there. And you know, I remember Mike McIntosh at Horizon. He said, turn to the book of Philippians. And I was like, oh man, they have a book of Filipinos. My dad's Filipino. I wonder if they have a book of Mexico, because my mom's Mexican. All I know, I was so happy to be there. Can I get amen? I was just so happy. Oh my gosh. My whole life had changed in a moment's time. I no longer wanted the things of the world. But I would have never known if you would have told me back then that you would pastor a church. I would have said, what are you smoking? Thank you, God. God's perfect plan is tailor-made for you. It's tailor-made for me. Amen? And right where he has you, it's his best plan for your life right now as we speak. Can I get amen? That's right. But then, saints, we doubt that we can do what the Lord requires. Don't doubt. Never doubt God. Walk in faith. Be strong in the power of the Lord. Can I get amen? It's not our own strength. It's God's strength. It's God's power. This is often the point at which we step out of God's will. We look at our own inadequacy and question whether he will enable us to obey him. Guess what? It's all faith. Lord, you don't want me in this area no more. I'm gonna walk your ways. You know what? Guess what? When you have a mind made up not to go in that area anymore, he will strengthen you and he will keep you in all his ways. That's right. Just don't toy with it no more. Let it be gone. That's right. Can I get amen? And then we doubt God because we don't have all the facts. Well, guess what? God has all the answers. Can I get amen? God has all the answers. Because in the book of James, look what the book of James says. But let him ask in what? Faith, with no doubting. For he who doubts is like a wave of the sea driven and tossed by the wind. For let not that man suppose that he will receive anything from the Lord. For he is what? A double-minded man, unstable in all his ways. But that's not what we are called to be. Can I get amen? Amen. We're called to be the saints of God, the lights of the world. Yes. Hallelujah. That our mind and our heart is fixed on him. And Jesus is soon to return. Can I get amen? Amen. So saints, instead of looking at all the unknowns, we need to focus on what we know to be true. God loves each and every one of us individually and will walk us through whatever he has planned for us. He will walk you through it. Can I get amen? Praise God. Although we may experience difficulty, in which many of us already have, some of us experience suffering or loss, the Lord promises to work it all out for the good. Yes, he does, and he will. His desire is to use these situations to what? To mature us. God wants to mature us. Can I get amen? Listen, he don't want us just on milk anymore. He starts to feed us, and we start to grow, and we start to learn. How many of you can honestly say, you're not the same that you once were 10 years ago, 5 years ago, maybe even 1 year ago? It's God's power. It's God's grace and his love toward us. Thank you, Jesus. His desire is to use these situations to mature us, to increase our trust in him, eliminate things that we should not, that should never be in our lives. And he shapes us to be in the likeness of Christ himself. That's our goal, is to be Christ-like. Can I get amen? Our goal should be to follow his leadership and to trust him to guide us in every step. Our mind plays games. And this is where we need to be strong in the word and be in the power of his might. Can I get amen? Because our minds will play games with us. And this is why we need to know his will. We need to know the path he has for us. Look at this. Sometimes there's the feelings of unworthiness. We feel like, oh, this is the reason we refuse to follow God's will. But we should never underestimate what he can do through us. How many believe that he can do mighty and great things? Listen, I don't care what we've experienced, even after becoming a Christian. I'm here to let you know that when we come to him, he will cleanse us and wash us. He will purify our hearts once again, to continue to do the will of God. Can I get amen? This is why God has provision. This is why God has. This is what I'm going to put up here is the medicine for you. The medicine for me. Can I get amen? Amen. You know, we could go to urgent care. Yeah, well, take these antibiotics and take two of them today and then one next day until they're all gone. You know, and we could go through all that, right? But ultimately, it's God who heals. It's God who delivers. It's God who can touch the soul of man. Can I get amen? And so, if we confess our sins, he is what? Faithful and righteous to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from some. That little area, I don't know. No, all. All means what? All means all. From all unrighteousness. And if we say that we have not sinned, then we make him a liar and the truth is not in us. People forget to tag the rest of that scripture. No. If we confess, can I get amen? And so on a daily basis, we should always walk around with a repentant heart. Can I get amen? Lord, cleanse me. Lord, wash me. Lord, purify. Lord, help me speak to that person, Lord, in love. But yet, let me speak in truth. And let me build them up. We should always be building people up and never tearing them down. Can I get amen? Yeah. Look, some of them are down and out already. Man, God's not asking us to go kick sand in them on their face when they're down. No. How come we pray? Let's pray right now. Let me intercede right now. Let's touch and agree with God. And God will reveal to them what's needed, but they're looking for a loving touch. They're looking for someone to come alongside them to help them. Why? Because the enemy wants to just beat them up and trash them and throw them out. That's right. They want to take them on a wild ride, pull over on the corner, and throw them out. Your ride's over. But God wants to use us. And one of the things that God showed me was this: busyness. I'm too busy. Oh, I can't go to Bible study. I'm just too busy. Oh, I can't go to church. I'm just too busy. No, I can't go pray for that one in the hospital. I'm just too busy. Lord, send someone else to go pray. Busyness. There are times when God is saying this: be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted amongst the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. Sometimes we have to just be still before him. Can I get amen? And wait upon the Lord and allow him to strengthen you. Allow him to mount up like eagle's wings. Hallelujah, that God will renew our strength. Amen. You guys remember the story I shared when Yolanda and I, we went to Israel, and there was a huge ministry from Brazil. And I remember the pastor from that church spoke about the eagle, the importance of an eagle being renewed. You always read it in the Psalms. You read it through the scriptures to be renewed like an eagle. Well, I never knew the contents of that. And so what he shared with us was fascinating. An eagle can live 75 to 80 years of age. But after its first 25 to 30 years, because it's a predator, and it goes and it has to use its claws and it has to use its beak to even break into bone. And so a lot of the feathers and the claws and the beak will get tattered and it'll get worn and sometimes they will break. So after a while, it becomes ineffective. So what it'll do, it'll climb to a highest mountain and it'll either finish breaking off its beak or breaking off the claws, and it waits there until it gets renewed and gets restored. And then it takes a leap of faith from the mountain to fly again. And then God will prolong that eagle another 20, 30 years. This is why he uses it to be renewed like an eagle. And there are times, saints, that we are too busy and we need to be strengthened and renewed. Can I get amen? We need to sit at the foot of the Lord, at the feet of the Lord, and be strengthened and be renewed by him. But we get too busy. We're busy at work. We're busy with family. And there's nothing wrong with it. It has its place. But there are times when God is saying, listen, I need to restore you. I need to strengthen you. There's a journey ahead. And there will be obstacles, but I'll be with you. I'll always be with you. Can I get amen? Saints, we don't have time for God, if we don't have time for God's word, church, or prayer, we cannot expect to know or obey his will. Can I get amen? Busyness is often used as an excuse for our, sometimes our own sin. We just don't have time for God. Living in this world doesn't help because it's opposed to the way of God. The culture is already opposed. Listen, the culture we live in now is not the culture we once lived when we were 9 years old. Can I get an amen? Every state in the United States now allow homosexual marriage. They have the third bathroom now. 60 million babies have been aborted in the womb. And Israel went into a backslidden stage when they were offering their children on the altars of Baal. We're offering the babies on the altar of abortion. God help us. God help us. This is why we need to be bright lights in the midst of darkness. Can I get amen? We have to say, oh God, help me to get before you and cry out for this land. How many love this land? Listen, we've been around the world. There's no other land that I want to live in other than when we go back home to be with Jesus in the New Jerusalem. But I love this country. God's given, listen, and we need to take it back through prayer. Can I get amen? Amen. Through fasting. The enemy has come and is robbing us. But God is greater. And so for now, we have the Holy Spirit, the presence of God, and the promises of his word to encourage and enable us to live according to his will. But if we neglect these divine resources, saints, we could easily become fearful and reject God's plan. And my last closing points is this. Fears in the Christian life. We cannot walk in fear. Can I get amen? And so I'm going to go quickly over fear of God's requirements. Following his will may seem too costly. And a lot of times, it's the fear of failure. But let me just say this. If God is with you, who can what? Be against you. We need to walk in faith, not in fear. Can I get an amen? Why? Because 2 Timothy says, for God did not give us a spirit of fear, but he's given us a spirit of what? Love, power, and of a sound mind. Can I get amen? Amen. Thank you, God. Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. And sometimes we have the fear of criticism. Listen, don't fear friends and family members because you're walking before God. Oh, here comes Goody Good Two Shoes. Oh, you needed God. I'm glad you found God because you needed God. And man, they'll mock you. They'll laugh at you. But you know what? Continue to be a light before them. Can I get an amen? Brother Josh, you want to come on up? Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. I'm going to ask everyone to stand. Thank you, Jesus. How many of you right now can honestly say that you are walking in the will of God? Come on. Come on. This morning, we're going to just praise him and thank him. And what I put up here was so that we could acknowledge the things that will try to come and block the will of God. But let me just say this. God is the great I am. He will see us through. Can I get amen? He will destroy every obstacle in our life by faith if we allow him. Can I get amen? Amen. I'm going to ask a couple of questions here, and then we're going to just pray. Are you presently living in the will of God? And I ask that question. I believe everyone is. Can I get amen? How do you know if you are or aren't? How do you know? Well, God's word tells us. Can I get amen? And his presence in my life, and the call in my life, and the desire to want to be close to him, and the power that he gives us to love. let every weight and sin that so easily besets us, so that we could press toward the prize of the call in Christ Jesus. You know that there's a prize awaiting for the saints. Can I get amen? Does it seem like something is missing in your Christian life? What could it be? When's the last time you felt His presence? When's the last time the anointing of God was all over your life?
If you're listening right now on the internet, and maybe you just were surfing the net, you came across Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship, and you're hearing this message right now, and you may not even know who Jesus is, I'm going to ask you right now to pray with me that God will show Himself mighty to you. He will come and visit you right now by faith. Pray this prayer with me. Lord Jesus, I thank You. I do believe on Your death, burial, and resurrection. I do believe that You died for me. I believe, God, that the blood that You shed on the cross will cleanse me of all my sins. And on the third day, You rose again to give me life and life more abundantly. Lord Jesus, forgive me now, God, of all my sins. Come into my heart and make me a new person in Christ Jesus. And from this day on, I'll do my best to serve You, Lord, all the days of my life. In Jesus' name, amen. If you prayed this prayer by faith, God, through the authority of His word, has saved you. I pray that you would find a Bible-believing church and that you would grow in the grace and knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. And all of our sermons, all of our notes, all of our PowerPoints are free at charge. Just download them from your computer and be blessed.
The Bible says, repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remissions of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you, and to your children, and to all that are afar off, as many as the Lord God will call. And that's our exhortation to you. We have many ministries available here for you at Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship. For a complete list of them, and to download all of our messages and sermons, please log on to our website at www.acts2-38-39.com or email us at amazing_grace@cox.net. From all of us here at Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship, may God bless you and thank you for listening.